We pray. Heavenly Father, you spoke in your word this morning and told us that the life of discipleship will not be easy. There will be division. There will be challenge. There will be tough days. Lord, you've warned us of this. So Lord, we appeal to your strength, your Holy Spirit that dwells within us. May we cling to you tightly, trusting you, following you, and finding hope in the promises that come through your dear Son. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So a few weeks ago, a good friend and I went out on the Northeast Texas Trail with this idea that we were going to ride 50 miles. So the Northeast Texas Trail starts in Farmersville, and it's an old rail line where they've taken out the rails and all the mess and turned it into this wonderful trail that stretches from Farmersville all the way out to a town called New Boston, which is like 25 miles from Texarkana. So it's this straight line that goes all the way out 130 miles one way. It's beautiful. You get out in Northeast Texas, and it's this wonderful, beautiful trail and nature and animals and critters and all this wonderful Texas landscape. But we learned that day that this trail is not always wonderful and beautiful. So for story's sake, we'll call my friend John. So John and I, we set out early the morning of June 9th. We're in Farmersville. We got our bikes. Our goal is riding 25 miles out and turning around and coming 25 miles back to our trucks. Simple enough, right? No big deal. It's a nature trail. We'd prepared. We were diligent. We were wise. We took steps to make sure it was going to be a good, safe, enjoyable ride. We had sunscreen. We had extra tire tubes. We had a bike pump. We had helmets. We had water. We had snacks. We had sunglasses. And we left before the sun rose to try to knock this out in the morning hour before it got hot. We had every reason to expect it was going to be a great ride. We were confident also because a couple years ago, we'd ran a portion of it out and back, not the full 50, but a portion of it, so we were familiar with the trail. We knew what was coming. We expected a good ride. There was no reason to expect anything different. Then we got on the trail. And here's how those 50 miserable miles played out. We took no less than 75 big spider webs with a spider right in the middle of it, straight to the face. We were whipped on our arms, our legs, our chest, our face by countless tree limbs. Our arms and legs were covered in hives, red whelps top to bottom, just a swollen red mess. We were sweating buckets, so that meant every little bit of dirt stuck to us. And here was my little bonus. Somewhere on the return trip, I busted the bearings in my rear wheel hub, so I got to wobble the last 10 miles back into town. A running theme in my head the whole time was, never again. We joked a lot about quitting on that ride. We joked about calling a wife to come pick us up on some random county road. It was super, super tempting. But we pressed on. We ended that nearly six-hour ride in silence because of how beaten and destroyed we were. And before we got in our separate trucks, I remember joking with John. I said, hey, John, there's a 50-50 chance I end up in urgent care tonight hooked up to an IV. And he goes, same. Text me if you do. Sometimes the journey isn't what you expect, but you press on. So I got to thinking about this ride a lot the weeks following, and I started to see this strange parallel between that ride and the life of discipleship. For our ride, we had done everything right to prepare. We did everything to expect things would go well, but then reality hit, and it was miserable. Much the same can occur in this life of discipleship. In our gospel text this morning, our Lord Jesus said, "Do not think that I've come to bring peace to the earth. I've not come to bring peace, but a sword." Jesus said very clearly, he's not here to bring peace, but rather division. So this probably sounds puzzling, especially those early disciples. They were called to specifically go out into the world and preach a gospel of peace. Faith in the Lord Jesus brings peace into the life of the individual. And now they hear Jesus speaking something that sounds completely opposite from that peace message. So Jesus elaborates. He goes into the matter more. He says, I've come to set a man against his father and a daughter against her mother and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Jesus is saying that this gospel faith, this belief in him as the world savior, was going to create division. And it was going to hit some very significant relationships. Think about it. A sword doesn't bring things together. A sword separates things. It cuts things. It breaks things apart, and it often does it in a painful manner. Find a person that's ever lost a limb or a finger to a knife or a sword and ask them how it was, and they will not say, you know, it wasn't too bad. No, they'll tell you that it was painful. Division is painful. Here Jesus speaks of conflict and heartache. Driving a wedge between a son and a father and a daughter and a mother, that's no small thing. It's a heartbreaking thing. No one desires it. No one seeks it out. No one welcomes it. But that's the reality. The reality of this life, believing Christ Jesus as the one and the only Savior, sometimes brings about division. Jesus is explaining the radical nature of following him. There's a graveness in his tone. I would imagine if we could have somehow heard him speak these words when he first spoke them to his disciples, they probably were solemn and serious. Now our Lord Jesus, he doesn't revel in this division. He finds no joy in splitting the gospel, splitting families apart. I would imagine it breaks his heart. I expect any manner of hardship felt by a person that follows him as the Messiah breaks our Lord's heart. He finds no joy in seeing a son estranged from the father because the son believes and the father won't. He finds no joy when a mother and daughter are split apart because the mother refuses to believe. He finds no joy in any relationship that's broken on account of one believing and one not. But that's our reality. That's the broken world we live in. Jesus never promised an easy path. He never promised constant comfort and peace. He never promised us that the world was going to greet us with agreement and respect. No, in fact, he promised the complete opposite. Verse 38, and whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Think about the cross during our Lord's earthly ministry. It was a miserable instrument of torture and death. Looking at it didn't bring about thoughts of comfort and peace. So in our Lord Jesus using that to illustrate the life of a discipleship, he's telling us very clearly, it's going to get difficult. Might even get miserable at some point. Read through the book of Acts, through Paul's letters, and you'll see that the first 12 disciples, they suffered a lot. They were hated. They were disrespected. They were imprisoned. They were beaten. They were assaulted. They were spit on. And most of them even died because they remained in the faith and they wouldn't walk away. But despite the hardship, they died in the faith. And we believe that because they died in the faith, because they pressed on, that today as we speak, they are seeing and feeling and witnessing the reward for that life of faith in our Lord Jesus. I expect if we had time here this morning, each one of us could probably share our own story, could talk about something in our own life where we stood fast in the faith and we clung to our Lord Jesus and we took our own beating by the world. We sacrificed and we suffered on account of it. There may have also been moments in our lives where we abandoned the faith. Maybe you saw division and conflict coming and you said, yeah, it's just simply not worth it. You folded. You walked away from the Jesus to kind of maintain whatever this kind of feeling of peace is in the right here and now. It happens. It happens. And when it does, we confess and we repent. The conflict we face as disciples, it's not gentle. The temptation is not simple. It's really, really difficult to stay on the path, to keep pedaling forward, especially when you're getting beaten mile after mile after mile. The temptation to quit can be strong, especially when the conflict reaches your heart. Son against father, daughter against mother. Sin and the devil know where to hit us, where it hurts, don't they? Straight at the heart. Temptation goes for the heart. And when it does, we kind of have two choices. One, we quit and walk away from this Christian life. That's an easy choice. Or two, we bear down. We sink deeply into the Holy Spirit. We cling to our Lord Jesus tightly and we press on. Quitting is easy, but the consequences, they're terminal. Enduring, holding fast, that's difficult, but the reward is eternal. In verse 39, we see the why of enduring faith. Jesus said, whoever finds his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Real, lasting, eternal life is found only in our Lord Jesus. Yeah, we could abandon the faith. We could walk away. We could get away from this difficult way of life, this discipleship, but that only sets us up for an eternity of misery. Jesus said, whoever finds his life will lose it. This is a heavy warning. You can walk away from Jesus, and you can feel like you're set free of the boundaries of discipleship. But in truth, abandoning the faith only leads to greater destruction, greater misery, and an unending suffering. So what are we to do with these words from our Lord today? We're to press on. When the journey gets miserable, when divisions arise on account of your faith, when all you want to do is quit, you sink deeply into the Holy Spirit and cling tightly to Lord Jesus to keep pedaling. We repent when we need to. We turn back when we've gotten off track. And we press on. And we do it with a smile. Why do we smile amidst the hardship? Because of what it says in Revelation 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither will there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain, for the former things have passed away. That's why we continue in this journey. That's why we smile as we step forward in this difficult life. Praise God that we know eternal life is coming. Praise God that we know this eternal life is promised to us through faith in our Lord Jesus, where there's going to be no more illness, no more division, no more difficulty, no more fighting, no more heartache. Praise God. So when I think back to that ride, one of the things that kept me going on that miserable trail and made it tolerable, helped me get back to my truck without a wife Uber, was the brother riding right next to me. I had a friend, I had a fellow disciple going through the exact same miserable experience that I was going through. Had he not been there, it would have been so easy to quit. Much the same exists for this life of discipleship. We walk together. When the temptation hits you to quit and turn away from Jesus, you lean on me. And when I'm tempted, I'm going to lean on you. We're going to pray together. We're going to get in God's word together. We're going to worship together. We're going to come and receive gifts each week like the Lord's Supper together. So that one day, you and I, we're looking at our Lord Jesus face face to face, together. My hope is that as you continue in this life, there are more good days than bad days. And in both the good and the bad, my hope and my prayer is that God comforts you with his Holy Spirit, that he reminds you that he's present with you, that he loves you, that he forgives you, that he's redeemed you and restored you and made you his own child, and that he reminds you that one day, one amazing, wonderful, glorious day, you will be in his eternal presence in paradise. Press on. Finish the journey. It's absolutely worth it. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this life, but we know that this life is difficult, especially this life of discipleship. Sin and the devil bring temptation to our door every day. And it stings and it hurts sometimes. Lord, we ask that you strengthen us, that you be present with us, that you be the constant divine force that keeps us in the faith. Lord, may we turn to you every day, clinging to you, trusting in you, and knowing that one day we will be with you eternally. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.